prospect. Again, I'll only say that had we not sinned, it wouldn't have been there. So it's a result of sin. The Torah calls it a klala.
Okay.
We are on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, and we are saying that Reb Lezer, who holds Ribui Miyat Ribui, does not hold the klal prat of klal, but does hold the prat klal prat. That's what we're trying to say. Meaning, even though they sound similar, and according to the Mandam and the Dashin's klal prat of klal, it is kamat the same as prat klal prat. So it really sounds like it would be the same. But the Gemara is saying no, that the same Mandam and it doesn't Dashin klal prat of klal, the way the Rush learns, agrees to the rule of prat klal prat. That's what he says. And he brings proofs. Let's start again. Right across Taisus Savar, we'll go up two lines. Amar Abavo. Sorry, verbally as it. The Darish Meet Nariba Prat Klal Prat Minalei. So the Gemara makes that assumption that he does hold the Prat Klal Prat. Right. Amar Abavo, Nafkale Mahaikra. Pchiyitin Isharei Ochamar Yisah. It says, V'chol Behem Elishmar. So he darshan chamar says prat. B'chol behema is klal. Right. On the side, he changes it from b'chol klal. Klal is a klal. The word chol by itself is a klal. And behema lishmar is chazir a prat. Prat klal prat. Iyat edan olkeina prat. That's the case. Now the same pasuk, those who learn klal prat to klal, learn it's a klal prat to klal. They say B'chiyitain is a klal, Shor said B'chol Behem is a prat, and Lishmar is a klal. He learns the other way. Chamar, Reb Eliezer. Reb Avol was saying Reb Eliezer takes this pasuk as a prat, klal, prat. Not as a klal, prat, to klal, but as a prat, klal, prat.
This is not a good proof that it holds by prat.
No, it is a good proof, because he darshans it that way. He doesn't hold a klal, prat, to klal. So he darshans it prat, klal, prat. Not a proof. Again, let me explain something. We know that it's true. The Gemara never asked, prove it. The Gemara wanted to know, how did we know that? Where do we see it? And Rabbi Lago is giving you an example where we see it. Zuck the Rush.
What is
the, can we do the Rush?
What is the practical...
difference?
No. I'm saying, what's the practical in this pasuk itself?
So we'll see. That's why we're doing the Rush. Zuck the Rush. Reb Lezer the Darish Ribui Miyat, Nehi the Darish Kula Rice of Ribui Miyut. Besavi the Klal Prat the Klal, Ein the Mida Batayra. He holds the Klal Prat the Klal is not a Mida Batayra. Amida Nami the Darish Prat the Klal Prat. The Kamer of, do we say that he doesn't Darish in the other one either? Kamer of O in the Prat Klal Prat Darish. The High Kraw the Chiyit and Isha Rieu. The Darish Rabbanim the Perik Hazav. The Klal Prat the Klal. Umemati Minei Avodim Storis the Karkas. And they exclude that you don't have Shmira, Halach of Shomer, on an Eved Kanani, or in Star, or in Land, because they say that all the details are things that are intrinsically worth money are movable. Karka is not movable. Eved, even though it's movable, the Torah said treat it like Karka. Darish Le Rabbi Yezim, a Prat Klal Prat, and he excludes the same things, he learns out the same things, but instead of using klal prat klal, which he doesn't hold of, he uses prat klal prat.
He doesn't hold of what again?
Klal prat klal.
But prat klal prat would.
That's what Rabbi Vol was saying. Correct.
Now, yesterday when I was learning with Dr. Harris, he brought up a very good point. It's very nice that Rabbi Vol said this, right?
That's very good. Yes, it's very nice.
But like he said it. This is a riot. This is Rabbi Lezer holds of this, right?
That's what he's saying, no, correct.
Just because he says it, why? I didn't know he holds it. He learned it. So, Scott.
You can see he tamed if someone said that. I heard he said it in cheer. This is like saying, oh, this is very nice.
The way I understood it is because the halacha is not questioned by Rabbi Lezer that we exclude those things. We exclude Staris, Karka, and Avadim. And the way the Rabbanon is excluded is from klal prat to klal, and Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold the klal prat to klal. Exactly. Rava Amar Navkalei Mahaikra. Rava says, we learn it out from a different pasuk. Okay, the pasuk says, this is in Parshas Vayikra, I believe. It's in Parshas Vayikra, the beginning of the Parsha of Korbanos. I believe.
This is in Vayikra. Vayikra, Aleph.
Good, exactly. I just said, at the beginning of Parsha of Korbanos.
No, but this, I'm going to ask about it. There's something before that.
I know that.
This is Pasuk Yud.
I know. You want me to read you the first time, Sukkim? What? Okay. So Pasuk Yud, Pasuk first says, Adam ki yachim mem karban l'Hashem min abheimah min abokim min atzayin takrivus karban abanra. And by the kabana min abokar, and the Torah goes through all Hilchos Arba. I told you, I won't read through the nine Sukkim. And then in Pasuk Yud it says, v'im min atzayin karbanai. If it's karban, it's min atzayin. So the drasha goes, this is the way Rabbi Yezir will darsh in the pasuk. V'im min prat. Min means some. It didn't say v'in tzayin karbanai. It says min hatzayin. Min is a miut. But if you learn Rashi and Chumash and Vayikra, he takes every min and he brings a drasha from Chazal, what we exclude. So min hatzayin is excluding things. Hatzayin is klal. It means all sheep. Min means some not. Hatzayin means all. Ksavim be'izim, klasim be'izim, chazir prat. Then it says, im min hatzayin kabanai, min haklasim ay min ha'izim. Klasim ha'izim are details inside. So we have prat, klal, prat. Yatadar okeina prat. And we exclude, what do we exclude? Does he say what we exclude? He doesn't say what we exclude, so I don't know. But I think we exclude, let's see if Tyson tells me what we exclude.
Deer, maybe?
I think he says Rezeya Nirva.
Rabbi Rubin, that's
bestiality. What? Bestiality, that's Rabbi Minerva. I just said that.
Yeah,
right. Excludes Rabbi Minerva. So it's a prat, klal, prat, and we use it to exclude the animal that had committed bestiality. Zakdurash. Right, Rabdurash says that. Rabbi Amar Bahai Kwan Nami Mishkan, so the Midris prat, klal, prat. The Sivim, and I turn Kabbalah, and I cross him, I'm an Ezim Loyla. Min prat, the mashma mikzas tzarim, beloy kol tzarim. Lafuke roiva v'nirva. V'yeshma mashma, here comes the kiddush. Min would exclude any avera. Why are you excluding bestiality? Let's also exclude an animal that had an avera done, like chayrish afilu b'chayrish v'chayru gemar, or v'viya klayim. Let's say that would include a guy that used this animal to plow with another species. He committed an avera with this animal. Or he breeded this animal with a different kind of animal. That's not bestiality. It's an avera done with the animal. If we're going to exclude avera, we would exclude a lot of averas. Right? Shai nevda ben avera. Hatsayin klau, min haklasim and ezim meforesh loy nevda avera begufay. Ma prat meforesh loy nevda avera begufay. So the way we learn it is that the detail excludes avera, but klasim and izim means doesn't have, meaning it's include. What we're trying to say is it will only exclude those that the avera was committed in the animal's body, being living with another animal, which is not an avera for the animal, so to speak. We don't kill the animal for that.
The animal is passive.
Right, well, either is or isn't. It can be passive and rebeiv and nirva too. It's not an avera in its body, like the guy that plows with them. It's something you do with it, but it's not in its body. Like Revea Minerva is an animal, like the animal gets killed because it's like it did an avera with its body. That's so therefore, we Prat says, don't exclude the ones that like did Kalayim, only exclude the Nerva.
How do you get that?
Because the as he says, Ma brat mefurish shloi nevda avera begufay. Things that are not klasim and izim are things that did not do an avera begufay. Let me explain. Give me a chance. We have to exclude something. Right? The rule, Pascal Pata, you have to include. We're not going to include somebody that didn't do an avera. That's regular tzayin and izim. That's klasim and izim. I don't need a Pascal Pata for that. So remember we said earlier in the week that when you have a rule, you got to use it. So we use it to expand to averas that are not begufay, and we use min to exclude the averas that are begufay. That's what the Rush is saying. The Rush, the tema, heichem mishtamim ma'aprat shleh nev daver begufay. I don't see this in the pasuk, so I don't understand this. So the Rush is on your team. He says he doesn't understand how we darshan if this pascal prop. Where do you see in Kvasim and Izim that no avera was done? And therefore you reach a compromise of which avera yes, which avera not. I don't see anything. So the Rush doesn't understand this Russia. So if you don't understand this Russia, you're in good company. Yes?
Did I miss you or the Rush or anyone mentioning being worshipped?
He didn't mention it.
Why not?
I don't know. Because that means the animal there doesn't do a thing. In the other cases, the animal's involved.
In bestiality, the animal there doesn't do a thing.
Yes, it does. Their body is involved.
Their body is involved in terms... Their body is...
Again. There's madrigas and passive.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Okay, somebody punches me, I'm passive, but I got punched.
Questions, but it does... I mean, you have to kill an animal which has been worshipped?
No.
Okay, thank you. So, we're talking about now, Corbanus, a person brought, right?
Yes.
Do you mean to tell me we have to check its history if it had nirva?
We asked the guy, was it nirva? If it's not nirva, he can't even say it. If he's not honest, listen, he can bring in whatever he wants, you know what I mean? He can walk in and say, I owe a chata, if he doesn't. He can walk in and say what he wants, you know what I mean? We trust people. If we don't trust people, we can shut the society down. Which we are doing anyway.
I'm talking about a four-legged animal. Has done nirva.
What, with humans? Right, maybe nirva is with humans.
I thought it was a different min.
No. That's Klayim.
No, I thought it was a different min.
No.
I thought it was a different min that had...
No, I'm telling you not.
I'm sorry. Listen to the answer when you ask
me. Okay, weiter. Why did you have to go to Min Atzai, which is Pasuk Yud? Why don't you learn out from Pasuk Beis? Dara Meisro, Vamar Taleim, Adam Ki Yashiv Mikem Korban Lashem, Minabakar, Minabhema, Minabakar, or Min Atzai, Takrivus Korbanchem. So say Min Sprat, Habhema is Klau. Bokov and Tzayin is Chazir or Prat. Prat, Klau, or Prat, you have to do it again. I'm Prat. Why do we have to jump to Min Atzayin to show you this? Stick to the first Pasuk Beis. Right. So why am I going to Yud? Why don't I go to Beis? He's just asking Rava. You're bringing me a proof from Pasuk Yud. Wonderful. Great. What happened to Pasuk Beis?
That was just the introduction, right? Beis was introducing the whole concept.
Doesn't make a difference. It's mina beima, mina boka, mina zayin. Look at Rashi.
Where's the second
prat? Boka and zayin. Is the klal. Boka and zayin are the prat. Zok Rashi. Zok to Rashi. Min prat, the mashma mixes beima, veloiko beima, lafuki chaya. A non-domesticated animal. Mehayim klal, ab chaya. The chaya b'chal behema. Behema includes chaya. Bokeh v'tzayin chaya. Yeah, that's the rule. Behema klal, chaya b'chal behema. Whenever the Torah says behema, unless it says differently, it includes chaya also. That's a rule. It's a rule in the Torah. The Raya is, v'zayin tzachaya asher tzachelu, sarchar, sekvasa v'tzayizim. It says, v'zayin tzachaya, and it lists behemas. So the Gemara learns out from there, the behemah and chaya are interchangeable. For these, unless specified differently.
Was it, did when the Torah says we're not going to give a chaya a bracha because the nachash is part of it, right?
Where does it say that?
We can't give a bracha to the chaya because...
So there we distinguish between chaya and behemah.
Oh.
But that's only when the Torah distinguishes. But if it doesn't, chaya b'chal behemah. I don't know why you waited to ask this in Nazir. In Baba Kama, you tied him at Bays. The Gemara says it. You should have asked him then.
I wasn't as smart.
The Gemara says, Behemah b'chal chaya, chaya b'chal behemah. The Gemara says that. Baka b'tzai chazir prat, ma prat meforish chaya loy. Again, the Rosh has a question. Tema. Maya hani haiklola. Because we might be meeting Mikaela prat, and Mashakosa b'ferish baka b'tzai. We're not adding anything. Behemah would have included Chaya. Baka B'tzayin says only these two. Are we adding anything? Did the Prakal Prats teach me anything new that I wouldn't have learned by reading the Pasuk? Again, the rule of Prakal Prats is supposed to add something. What are we adding? Not Chaya? Read Baka B'tzayin. Says not Chaya. Right? The rule of Prakal Prats means add something. If we would have added a third kind of animal, that would have been an addition. We're not. We're limiting it to two animals, bakar and tzayin, cattle and sheep. We don't add anything. So what do I need, prat, kal, prat?
We're not doing anything here about nirva and not nirva?
Nothing to do with nirva. Nirva was minat tzayin.
The question was, why did you go to yud?
To prove nirva. To prove prat klal prat. Well, you have to go to pasuk yud for prat klal prat. You have a prat klal prat and pasuk bet.
And the question is, what animal can I not bring?
It says mina behema, mina bunker, mina tzayin. So we say min is to exclude chaya, behema includes chaya, bunker tzayin excludes chaya. So we exclude chaya. That's what we darshan from this pasuk. What bothers the rush is that means you haven't used any prat klal prat. You're just using the words in the pasuk.
Well, you can't bring a chaya ever to the as a korban.
Correct. But I don't need a prat klal prat for that. I see that in the word bunk of a tzayin.
A lot of koi.
But koi might be a chaya. Just add it.
Right, but that's not possible to come to
talk. It's not a chaya. I mean, it is a chaya. Might be a chaya. How can you bring it? So Rabbi answered him, why I brought Pasig Yud, not Pasig Beis. Minhai Lekha Lamashmamina. From there, I can't learn the Rokha Prat Klau Prat. Because, no, the Rosh has a problem because we don't know what we're adding. Rabbi is saying, that's not a good Prat Klau Prat. I'll tell you why, he says. The Ima Hassam, Hav Amina, a behema, chaya b'chal behema. So he told them, I wouldn't have said min ha behema, min excludes chaya, because behema means behema and chaya. I would have said min ha behema means some behemas and chayas. I would not have excluded chaya from behema. I would have excluded only some of the animals, even some of behemas and some of chayas. Because since chaya is b'chal behema, why am I taking out a whole section of behema? Why don't I just take out some of the behemas and chayas? I wouldn't have gone and said, min excludes chaya. I wouldn't have said that. Because I would have said, min excludes a certain kind of animal. Let's say raiva b'nirba. I just made it up. Raiva b'nirba, nevan, mukta, whatever it is, gezo. Whatever we're going to exclude. But I wouldn't have excluded the whole unit of chaya, because chaya and behema are synonymous. So therefore, I would have excluded a certain kind of aim and a certain kind of chaya. So therefore, I don't want to use that as a prakal prat. Because I would never have gone to the prakal prat would have made sense. I'm excluding chaya, including chaya, excluding chaya. Here, I would never have excluded it to begin with. Dr. Rush, Amahai kralai masma dechai b'chal behema. Claimer, lemasas haimemar, min prat lafuke chaya. You can't say that min excludes chaya. It's in the min koya behema b'chai b'chal behema. Or min tidraish mixes behemah b'chaya, which is some of the behemah b'chayas. Aber wenn man the Mutter the Gami Chaya, even the Chaya Bechal Behema, I wouldn't exclude it Chaya. And therefore, I exclude Chaya from Bakr inside, not from the Prat Chal Prat. Amalai, Chaya Bechal Behema, Haksim Bakr inside. The Havalay Prat Chal Prat.
Yeah, well, that, we just said animals are included in Behema. You're
saying
it's a rule. Question the rule?
No, we're not. Whose question is?
It says,
hold a second. I'm in the middle of explaining. You haven't let me. I've just, you know, I called John Paul Jones. Again, I'm a lie. Chaya b'chal b'hema, haksiv b'chal b'tzayin, v'avi b'lay prat k'al prat, v'yata dar okay na prat. So he answered him as follows. You're true that chaya is usually b'chal b'hema. But over here it's not, because the Torah considered Baka B'tzayin right afterwards. So therefore I go back to Min, and I say Min does the same thing. You're right. Normally I would not exclude Chaya, because Chaya is B'chal Behema. But over here, the Torah did. It said Baka B'tzayin. So once it said Baka B'tzayin, why can't Min exclude the same thing? That's the Rush's question before. So what does we need this Prat Chal Prat? Yeah. Dr. Rash, Amalai, Huxib, Bakavitzain. Vichihecha, the Prata Basra, Mashmoy, Lemute, Chaya, who was in Prata Kama. Okay. So now we finished Rabbi Eliezer. For all practical purposes, we have finished Rabbi Eliezer. We're going to go back to the Rabbanon. We finished Rabbi Eliezer. And to sum it up, Rabbi Eliezer learns Mid Varibo. He does not hold a Klal Prata Klal. However, we brought examples that he holds a Prat Klal Prat. That's what we did.
For example,
Rabbanan hold Klal Prata Klal. And Rabbanan hold Klal Prata Klal, and therefore they dash in the psukim of Klal Prata Klal. Fine. Umanolan da Hakihu. Okay, that starts a new sugya, so we will leave it for Monday, for Thursday morning, 10 to 6. Sunday, 6:15, Chazara. Thursday morning, 10 to 6, for learning. What?
Will be next Friday?
No, the text will be the Friday, after the Thursday after Yom Kippur.